Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Hanalyze This, the self-help podcast that just can't help itself. I am one of two Hannahs, Hannah Hart.
And I'm Hannah Gelb.
And today, we'll be telling some spooky stories and taking a spooky trip down spooky lane and then doing an even spookier quiz because it's Halloween, baby. Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
Enjoy. How are you today?
It's so lovely to see your fresh milk-colored cheeks and the little roses blooming there. Oh my goodness! I've had such a rough week because.
Wait, can I say it's so great to see your.
My boiled potato face in this camera right now. This is literally, I think, the worst I've ever looked on camera. Like, what is happening?
Just hide your own face from yourself so I can enjoy it. Like, I enjoy looking at your face because it's the eyes of the friend that I love and the frenetic hair just reaching for meaning in this life.
I've not had a lot of sleep this week, and I've got an eye twitch going, and
that's how
you know things are good.
That's new. Wait, what? So, regular not amount of sleep. Has anything in particular happened this week?
First, let me just say that I accidentally pinned my face to the.
Oh no! That's the opposite of what you want.
Yeah, I don't want that. Oh god! I can't make it stop.
Hide self view.
Okay, hold on. I'm panicking. I'm like. I don't know what's happening.
It's Halloween, man. It's scary stuff.
It's scary. This is scary.
Yeah.
Just like, no socialized healthcare.
It's like man in the mirror, you know? No socialized healthcare.
Okay.
It's man in the mirror because you're like, I'm looking at the man in the mirror.
Yeah, ugh. I got it, guys. Sorry. Thank you for staying with me during that crisis. There was something going on besides just my usual just... running wild
trials and tribulations regarding sleep. Yes.
I was finishing a big art project for Terra Cultura, as earbuds may remember, our friends up in Aromas who have a art farm. You can always check them out and see what they're doing and give them money if you want, because they are like single-handedly saving the world. No, not single-handedly. That's such a white supremacist concept. Okay, they are doing their part to contribute to resilient communities. But I made a big map, a big watercolor map of the land for them, because they're going to invite people to do like a scavenger hunt on the land. And it took me until 4 a.m. on Sunday night to get it done. And then there was the scanning and the Dropbox and the having to get my mom to go to FedEx.
At 4 a.m.?
No. Over the course of several days.
Oh, my God.
I hate when you finish a big project and you're like, oh, God, finally. And then it's like, now it just has to be in the right format. And you're like, oh, my God, when will this nightmare end?
It won't.
But it is all set in.
It's really hard to scan things that are big size. But, dude, it looks really, really cool. And that's like, so, wow. So, man, 4 a.m. on a Sunday sleep. Anything else interesting happen?
Oh, yes. I had a weed.
Hannah was telling me this story right when we were getting ready to stop recording. And I told her to stop because it was so funny to me. You guys, I don't know if you know, but our precious Hannah Gelb, you know, she's not a reefer queen. You know, she's not out here. She's not really a party girl, you know. Like, when she comes over to my house, she's like, whew, we're having drinks. And I'm like, oh, man, is this what I call... This is
lunchtime.
What's this? What are you talking about? No, not lunchtime. That's too early, Hannah.
You're right.
That's ridiculous.
That's too early.
This is absurd. Way too early. But yeah, you're not like a party girl, man. And like, also, you never know with your medications how like a THC might like affect them. So anyway, but I'm always trying to get Hannah on substances because that's me. I'm like, that's the friend I am. But not in an aggressive way. I'm always like, would you like 1 milligram of THC with 10 milligrams of CBD, you know, and like blah, 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 blah. Anyway, though, because I'm very careful with you because I love you so much.
Thank you, my friend. And I just, I think I just need to try the, I still totally want to do microdosing on, you know, your psilocybins, et cetera, for the health, for the mental health.
I don't know, dude. I don't know, man. I don't know, dude.
Really?
Mushrooms are, I mean.
But even the microdosing?
I don't know, man. I mean, for you, go for it. Do it. I'm just saying, like, in general, I don't know anything anymore. That's all I know. Okay?
I mean, that is a wise
place to be. I can neither confirm nor deny everybody's chemical balance is so unique. And I am blessed to be surrounded by deeply artistic and crystalline forms that are I don't want to say fragile because but delicate. I have so many beautiful delicate people in my life that I love so deeply, and I think that, you know, just be careful with your precious self, you know.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, especially with like the reefer too, because
I think I just need to find like
They should tell more people, like, hey guys, as all these drugs become wildly available and stuff like that, you got to make sure you're being careful, because also like THC can like trigger psychosis too, man. You can't overdo it.
Oh, but yeah. Anyway, wait. And that's none, no good unless funny. It's all a weekend.
Okay, so what happened? So your friend Tisha gave you an edible.
I mean, for a little background, let me just tell all of you earbuds in case you don't know. Every time I have smoked a weed, which I rarely smoke because my pink lungs just can't. It's too painful.
You're beautiful.
So I've...
You've taken care of yourself.
So sometimes I'll have an edible, and it usually makes me very silly and dumb. I don't understand. Like, I know people who literally, they're like, I smoke weed, like, every day for my anxiety. And I'm just like, but how do you... Like, I...
But do they take any, like, anti-anxiety medication?
I don't know.
See, that's the thing, though, too, is, like, that's the thing that makes me nervous about, like, the popularization of everything. Is that, like, you know,
you're
like,
right.
Self-medicate.
People, yeah, people don't really, there's not a ton of, like, research into this.
Oh, I Google every, I'm always, like, I take sertraline, you know, it's my Zoloft. Mm-hmm. I'm always, like, when I'm just saying, like, if you're going to be crossing, you have to remember, like, if you take a daily anxiety medication or a daily antidepressant, then the way marijuana affects you is going to be different. So somebody being like, I smoke weed all day, every day for my anxiety. Probably. And you could say like, oh, cool. And do you also take like over the counter, like do prescription drugs? And they're like, no. Then you're like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm,
you know, that's like, that's that you can't, you have to always remember your life.
Right.
It's not about
their everyone. Life. This is the every day I need this. I need Hannah Hart to call me and be like, hey, by the way,
you exist.
It's not them. It's your life.
It's your life. So, you know.
Just to remind you, it's not, you're not those people.
You're not those people, you know. And because I am like, you're a sister to me. Anytime I've been like, ooh, you want to party? I'm always like, okay, Hannah, here's 0.25. Oh, yes. Yeah, let's go.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Anyway, so all of this is to say, so walk us through it. What happened? What was the offer? And what were you given?
Oh, man. Well, you know, and I had like a long, ooh, I do have one nice thing to report. But I had like a long ass day, and then I was like, I was at work, and then I was running around to like Staples, and I brought in the painting, and they were like, oh, we can't do this because it's the paper's too thick. And then I was like, meh. And so then I went home. Ugh. I stopped at my friend's house, and she was like, here. And I was like, fine. I was like, I don't even care.
You were just like, you went to your friend's house, and she was like, here, man, this will make it better.
Right. Yes. And then, and I'm sure if I'd, whatever. So I had the whole thing, and then I was like.
Wait, at the friend's house?
At the friend's house. Yeah.
Hannah.
I know.
Hannah. Were you driving?
Let me get to that.
Oh, my God. So, this is a spooky story.
I know. It's very spooky.
Hannah, this isn't like. This girl beat me. Look at you, 37. She's like, I'm 36.
36.
Oh, my bad. In your 37th year of life now.
That's true.
I've been calling myself 35 in my head this whole time. How old am I? 34?
I think you're going to be 35.
I'm going to be 35, yeah. I'll be entering
on
my...
On Monday?
Tuesday, bro.
The 2nd. November 2nd. Okay.
Dios de los muertes.
I have to remember that 11, which is November, adds up to 2.
Thank you. That's how I remember it, too. 1 plus 1 equals 2. That's my birthday.
So, yeah. Okay. So, I have this weed. We're watching...
Wait. Okay. Hannah.
Yeah.
You are hand... This is paint the picture.
Okay.
You're
okay,
handed
okay, so
a...
I'm at my friend's house, which, by the way, I want to just... I'm very angry at her all the time because for not being an influencer because she could be... I think there's an unplumbed niche of house, like, lifestyle influencing that's like, this is cute. Also, I am... just a fucking slob because this friend has like she's always like putting up shelves and like putting plants everywhere and her house is kind of like a magical hovel and I just think the internet would appreciate this anyways. So I'm in this magical hovel and we are watching a thing and then I'm like, oh no, this is starting to happen.
Wait. But you skipped the... What were you... What'd you eat? What'd you take, dude? You skipped that part.
Oh, I don't know. It was a gummy... It was blue.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. You're given, like... And what was the dosage?
I don't know.
You're killing me, man.
I know.
You're killing me out here.
Am I a teenager? God.
Yeah, what are... So you were handed a blue gummy of unknown dosage.
Yeah.
But an entire gummy. Wow.
An entire gummy. As if I was at a rave in the 90s.
In the 90s.
It was probably some incredibly hipster, like, you know, fruity weed gummy brand. Not cooked up in a meth lab or anything.
No, of course not. But I'm saying, like, the what was the shape of it? I could probably figure out what gummy this is.
Okay.
I could probably figure it out.
Well, I would say it's like a oval, but... Only just an oval.
I see. Almost a circle, but only just an oval. Okay. Was there like a line? Did it have any like you could tear it in half, you could take half, you could blah, anything like that?
It was it seemed kind of biggish to me.
Yeah. Real. Blue oval gummy. Mm-hmm. There should be a website called What Did I Take? What Did I Take should be a website for adults. Oh, a raspberry? Blue oval gummy. Oh, wait, oops, let me type in weed. Oh, was it sour?
Ooh, yes!
It was sour? Okay, it's coming. Okay, was it...
Yeah, that should be an app at the very least.
Okay, was it a juicy blue raspberry gumdrop looking thing? Does that any of that sound about right?
Well, it was kind of...
It was flat.
But I feel like the other things, yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, all of these blue raspberry gummies. Okay. Well, anyway, long story short, Hannah, I think that you took like 10 milligrams.
Oh, that's so bad. That's so bad.
It's not bad. It's just a lot of weed.
It's bad. Bad in that I was then like, it's like, what night was it? Tuesday night, and I was like,
Tuesday.
I remember at some point thinking like, well, I should go home because, you know, I gotta get to bed soon. And it was this is why I just don't understand.
Dude, can I tell you something even more horrifying? Sorry to interrupt. I'm just so excited to respond. It's like, I'm just like gritting my teeth getting through this story because I'm like, here is all my thoughts. So, first of all, 10 milligrams is a lot. And that's just like a big dose of weed, mm-hmm. right? That's a lot of THC, mm-hmm. you know? Two, like when you take prescription medication, it can increase the effects of how it feels.
Oh, God. You know what?
I know this.
I'm bringing
and
up,
I know this.
Oh, sorry. Continue.
Because of all the... I am at such a sensitive point. I'm like, it's such a sensitive point in my life that like, if I have anything more than 2 milligrams, 3 maybe, 4, 5, anything near that, I have to be wrapped in my gravity blanket. And I look at Ella and I'm like, oh, God, babe, I did it again. Oh, no. And Ella's like, oh, no, it's okay. You know, because Ella doesn't smoke weed or, like, do that, like, anymore. But, like, I'm like, I did it again. I did it again. Oh, no. I'm having a panic attack, babe. And she's like, oh, just try and enjoy the experience. I'm like, right. I chose this. This is fun.
Oh, God.
I chose this feeling. And I try and, like, manifest enjoyment. But for the most part, I just need comfort. Mm. But honestly, maybe that's what the medicine's telling me, that deep down I just need comfort.
Oh.
You know? But anyway, tell me. So you're at your friend's house and you drug yourself. You take the weed. Oh, my God,
well, I'm getting a little more. I'm blaming my friend, too. Because she's like, yeah, no, she's.
Okay.
So,
you're in a magical hovel, well, I'm in a magical man. Hovel. What choice did you have?
I'm like, maybe this is how life can be from now on.
You're like, maybe I can just be a different person.
Maybe I can just be a different person.
Oh, no. But I love you. I love Hannah.
Wait, I'm really trying to remember what we were watching. Oh! We were watching It Follows.
What's that?
It's like a scary indie movie.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not being set up for success. Okay, so then I'm like, all right, I gotta leave. I gotta go home. And I was like,
You were so exhausted and so tough, and you had such a tough time. And then the whole staples of it all, like, as someone who has also brought things to get things scanned at certain DPIs, there is not a more frustrating experience. Okay, the employees at these places, they're just trying to get through their days. Like, I've called Kinko's and been like, do you guys have a scanner? And they're like, no. And I'm like, Kinko's, you don't have a scanner? Like, they're like, we have a copier. And I'm like, I bet it can just take a picture too.
Right. You're like, well, how many hours of my day is going to be spent driving to this place and then like being disappointed?
And then it takes for yes, that's what happens.
But yeah, so I get to the point where I don't even know. It's like, okay, this is when I honestly don't understand why anyone ever gets high ever. Like, this is what it's like for me. It's like my physical body is in one box and then my mind is like several boxes ahead. So periodically, mm-hmm. I look around and I'm like, why is my physical body here? Mm-hmm. I'm over here. So then I drove home, magically did not die. Luckily, I was like less than 1 mile from my house. But I, okay, this is what I texted my good friend. I just started texting her, like, I said, I do not know where or who I am. I'm very upset. I have to go to a job and be a citizen. But I also tried to lock my bed with my car keys.
You tried to lock your bed with your car keys?
Yeah. And I could not. Oh, my God. I just. Oh, it was so bad. It was just like all anxiety and like.
Oh, doom. Yeah, man.
It was. Yeah.
Dude.
I'm never.
Oh, yeah, man.
Never again.
Dude, here's some. Look, enjoyment is one thing. Self-knowledge. I saw this quote from Crash Course, from Hank Green's the show thing, Crash Course, part of that like nerd fighter area. Anyway, listen to this. Knowledge is weightless. Carry as much as you can. Isn't that beautiful?
Wow.
Isn't that beautiful? And so self-knowledge.
I feel like I have to take some time to like let that like sink in.
So really, yeah, for sure. I mean, you're still probably recovering from.
I truly am. I'm still probably a little bit high right now. Like
you're probably still a little bit high.
This was like 4 days ago.
I know, because it's also how your body metabolizes. But yeah, knowledge is weightless. Carry as much as you can. And so, like, what I've learned about enjoying certain substances is that for marijuana, the number one worst experience I could give myself is to imbibe and watch television.
I just don't think it's for me. I've never had an experience of being high where I'm like, oh, this is, yeah. It's just like, no,
I'm not trying to like endorse it at all. I'm just saying, like, I'm an activities-based high person.
Okay.
Because if I'm watching TV, I will just panic. Mm-hmm. If I'm sitting still, it's like, wow, this is really, because like, the people that, like, a lot of people that use that, like you have to accept that you have, like, such a deeply creative brain, dude, that, like people that, you know, I feel like I always feel better if I'm doing something.
Oh.
Like, I need to be doing an activity or,
yeah,
like, cleaning or doing something or listening to music.
I did one time.
It's energizing.
Have a weed. And then I was, like, doodling. And then I had, like, a really fun doodling time.
But see, yeah, you're it's right. energizing. Like, how are you going to take something that's literally going to be like dun 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 dun,
and then be like, oh, time for bed, which is what some people do. Some people are like, ah, the weed helps me sleep, and I'm like,
well, there's different strains and different types, you know. But like watching TV or going, like, there's all this different stuff, and so if you need to go to bed, blah blah blah. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, man, dude, like, fuck, yeah, dude, that's so crazy.
And I was texting with my other friend, and she was like, yeah, man, just enjoy it. And I was like, fuck you.
Like, what? Wrong direction, you know? You got to be careful with substances, stimulants, all those things. You get to point yourself in the direction you want it to go. And if you want to just, like, veg out and watch TV, well, just don't get high, because that's going to make you panic.
Yeah, no, I think I just enjoy even my own crazy haunted house of a brain,
yeah,
you know, is better.
Dude, it's not for, I mean, it might not be for, yeah, man, it might not be for you. Certainly not that much. Wow, that's a lot. That was a scary story. Go ahead.
I have another scary story.
I can't wait to hear your second scary story right after this.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now we're back. And Hannah, I can't wait to hear the second scary story, but I would really like to take this Halloween quiz.
Oh, yes. Let's take the quiz. Can I ask you a question, though? I'm sorry. I have to ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you have a costume this year?
Yes.
What is it?
We're skeletons in this family, baby. Oh. We're just bare bones and bodies. I did a new, oh, you should watch this. It might turn your day around. I did a new episode of My Drunk Kitchen, and it was excellent.
Oh, joy.
And yes, it's called My Drunk Kitchen Halloween Jelly Brain, and it's really good. And both Ella and myself and Luna all have skeleton, like, onesies and t-shirts, and we're just little skeletons, skeleton fam.
Oh my goodness.
I know,
so
Luna
happy.
Has a little skeleton hoodie.
I'm so happy Luna has one. I can totally see her too.
We could probably put Charles in one, but you know how Lady is. She's not gonna let it happen.
She's like, I am already a skeleton.
Yeah, she is a skeleton. I mean, we don't need to do anything different. She is already a skeleton.
All right.
I mean, you know, we'll just do, this is a fun little thing. We'll do like 10 minutes of this quiz and then they're calling it a day.
Right? And you know, guys, it's from Parade. So do I feel like a boomer
fancy
right now or what?
It's I mean, Parade is so fancy sounding.
I've gone past Chugi and I'm just full boomer now. Let's see.
All right. Halloween trivia questions and answers. I'm looking at the first one. Want to start there?
That is an excellent place to start.
Okay. So I will say, here's how I think we do this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say the question.
Mm-hmm.
You say some silly thoughts and then I'll say the true answer. Then you say the question and then I say some silly thought and then you say the true answer.
Oh.
And we do that for like 10 questions or whatever, and then that's the end of the episode.
And then we call it a day.
And we call it a day. How's that sound?
That sounds marvelous, my friend.
Yeah. Okay, I'll start.
Okay.
Hannah Gelb. Dearest Gelby, where do you think the term jack-o'-lantern comes from?
Well, I feel like there must be a guy named Jack involved.
Clearly.
And and then I was like, okay, I have like a fourth of a brain cell firing. I was like, well, there must have been something that happened with Jack and a lantern that he had. And then I was like, oh, wait, the pumpkin becomes the lantern.
I mean, you're not far off. The term jack-o'-lantern originates from an Irish folktale about a cheap man who named Stingy Jack, who made a deal with the devil. Get the full fun story here. Parade. That's not the interesting part.
I love that.
And then they link me to something else entirely. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Okay. Here's a full fun story. Ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. According to the story, Stingy Jack invited the... Okay. Ooh. According to the story, Stingy Jack invited the devil to have a drink with him. True to his name, Stingy Jack didn't want to pay for his drink, so he convinced the devil to turn himself into a coin that Jack could use to buy their drinks. Once the devil did so, Jack decided to keep the money and put it into his pocket next to a silver cross, which prevented the devil from changing back into his original form. What? Jack eventually freed the devil under the condition that he would not bother Jack for a year, and then should Jack die that year, he would not claim his soul. Dude, seems like Stingy... Dude.
So Jack is the true king of hell, is what I'm... Yeah.
The next year, Jack again tricked the devil into climbing into a tree to pick a piece of fruit. Isn't that the devil's trick? While he was up in the tree, Jack carved the sign of the cross into the tree bark, and the devil could not come down for years. And then until Jack, did the devil promise Jack not to bother him for 10 more years? Soon after, this is the end. Mm-hmm. What the heck? Yeah, Jack, the true king of hell. Soon after Jack died, as the legend goes, God would not allow such an unsavory figure into heaven. What? What? He's tricking the devil, God. Why wouldn't you allow him to heaven? The devil.
God's like, I don't want your fucking kinky shit anywhere near.
Anywhere near what I've got going on. The devil, upset by the trick that Jack played on him, and keeping his word not to claim his soul, would not allow Jack into hell. Oh. He sent Jack off into the dark night with only a single burning coal to light his way. Jack put the coal into a carved out turnip and has been roaming the earth with it ever since. The Irish referred to this as Jack of the Lantern, and then simply Jack O'Lantern.
Wow. That was great. Wow. A couple things. That was great. I really love that Parade refers to this chilling horror, chilling tale of darkness as a fun story.
And, check out the full fun story.
God,
here.
I just love folksy devil stories.
Jack of the Lantern.
Cool.
Jack O'Lantern.
Well, so I'm afraid of turnips now.
Yeah. Oh, well. I mean, the carved out turnip. If you haven't, friends, if you're listening to this podcast and you have not yet ever seen what the lantern turnip looks like, it is real scary.
Man, that was like that could have been an episode of Supernatural. Like, no joke.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay, let me see if I can find a fun question for you. Ooh, here is one.
Oh, I was just going down the list.
Oh. Okay. I like to jump around.
Okay, you do it, man. Hit me with that.
What was the original title for Disney's Hocus Pocus?
Pocus Hocus.
Nope. I demand that you try one more time.
Three witches, two kids, a cat.
Wow, that's really... Dude, like,
if it had been called Three Witches, Two Kids, One Cat, I would have been like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, Three Witches, Two Kids, One Cat. I love it. And,
oh, man. Okay. No, it was going to be called Halloween House, which is so lame.
That is so not what Hocus Pocus was.
I guess it was supposed to, it was originally going to be more of a horror story than a comedy.
By Disney? With Bette Midler? With that talent powerhouse?
Yeah. I mean, there are some very spooker... Wait. I just saw something crazy. Okay. going back to Hocus Pocus. There is the guy who is a zombie who had his mouth sewn shut.
That was the scariest. You're right. You're actually really right. You're totally right. I remember we watched Hocus Pocus on our projector, and then there was that moment with the guy with his mouth sewn shut, and you're absolutely right. That was very, very spooky ooky, you know?
Yeah, but yeah, you know what I love about Disney is they're like, oh, Disney, welcome to our children-friendly catalog of films. And it is like, you can find the most terrifying dimensions of the human soul within a Disney film.
Okay, speaking of terrifying dimensions of the human soul, yeah. There's another question on this Parade article I want to share with you, Gil, that is very, very short and very odd. This is quote-unquote, remember, guys, this is 50 Halloween trivia questions and answers, and here's one. Hannah Gil. Why did women look in mirrors while walking downstairs at midnight on Halloween?
That is such an incredibly aggressive question.
I know. And also, it's like, excuse me? What? Yeah. It's like, it feels like one of those questions that, like, for at least, even when I read it, it, like, did such a full stop in my brain that I was like, excuse me? Why did women look in mirrors?
Yeah, like
while walking downstairs at midnight on Halloween. This question is like, it's like a, wow. It's like a math. It's like a math riddle for in the English language.
Yeah, that's such a good way to describe it. Also, I just feel like everyone before 1950 was so metal all the time. Yeah. They're just like, yeah, it's Halloween, so it's time to. You know, set shit on fire and walk downstairs with mirrors. I'm gonna say they were trying to see ghosts behind them, just in case.
I mean, not a bad guess or answer. Makes sense to me. This Parade article says, here's the question and here's the answer. Why did women look in mirrors while walking downstairs at midnight on Halloween? The answer? To see their boyfriends.
Okay, there's a story there.
I know. It says to see their boyfriends. There's no period. It's not, no explanation. There is no click to read more. There is nothing. It just says to see their boyfriends. What? Why did women look in mirrors while walking downstairs at midnight on Halloween? To see their boyfriends. What are you talking about?
So,
are they saying that their boyfriends are themselves?
Are they saying that their boyfriends are, because of the whatever time period this comes from, they're like, gotta watch out for my rapey boyfriend.
Oh, God, maybe you're right.
I really hope not.
I didn't even think that. Oh, God. Okay, let's do one more question each. Go ahead, Gelby. Grab one from this thing. Man, what a bizarre and delightful quiz this has been.
Yes, it's like the gift that just keeps on giving. Okay. Here's a question for you, my friend.
Yeah.
What ancient Roman goddess is said to be honored on Halloween?
What ancient Roman goddess is said to be honored on Halloween? What ancient Roman goddess is said to be honored on Halloween?
A silly answers only, please.
Oh, silly answers only. Silly answers only. Okay. I'm going to say... Betty. The goddess of ballin' out. Because some people really spend a lot of money on their Halloween costumes.
Oh, that is a really good point.
Yes.
Gosh, I want to see what she looks like. The answer is actually Pomona, the goddess of fruit and trees. Many believe bobbing for apples on Halloween stemmed from Roman traditions to honor Pomona. Can I just say that if I was a goddess, I would like to be the goddess of fruit and trees?
I love that. And can I just say that if I was Stingy Jack, the man who out-conned the devil on numerous occasions and then ultimately was rejected from both heaven and hell.
He was sent to the place where demons are scared to go. The nothingness place. The place of non-existence.
I just am like, in what? I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I need to just say one more thing about Stingy Jack.
Absolutely.
Because I'm like, in this story, the man who has conned the devil, meaning that the devil, I would assume, would be trapped or unable to practice his dastardly deeds, when he got to heaven, God was like, you know, Stingy Jack walks up like, oh man, God's going to be like, he's going to be so happy to see me. He's going to be like, hey, my boy, I didn't even put him in a tree. I didn't even think of that. Carve a cross on it. A gold coin. You're good, man. You're good. He gets to heaven and God's like, no.
How dare you?
Hey man, like, not cool. Like, there are rules to this stuff. Okay.
Honestly, I think God was probably a little mad that Jack stole his thunder. And maybe this is really just a parable for, like, you can't win.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
True that.
Yeah. Are there other stories of Jack?
And Stingy Jack? And his, no. Here goes Hannah. She's like, Stingy Jack? Hey.
What do you mean? You mean my quest for knowledge?
Yes, your quest for knowledge. Indeed. Your quest for knowledge. Indeed. I gotta keep reading questions. I really wanna.
Let's do a couple more. Let's do like one or two more.
We have to. I know we gotta stop though because I gotta get going with my day. But here's. Okay, let's see how many we can get done in the next 2 minutes.
Oh, okay, cool.
Hannah, why do some people wear inside clothes? Hannah, why do some people wear clothes inside out on Halloween?
They're confused about what Halloween is.
Yes, close. Some superstitions state that if you wear your clothes inside out and walk backwards on Halloween, you'll see a witch at midnight. Looking in a mirror, waiting for a boyfriend. Who's Stingy Jack? It all comes together.
That's like so much work for not a lot of reward. Like
100. Yeah.
For maybe see a witch like
at midnight? So I have to wear my clothes inside out?
Walk backwards.
How long? Am I building up momentum so that by the time midnight rolls around, she's like, how long have you been wearing that shirt inside out?
And also, all right, is she long enough. I'm here. Okay, bye.
Yeah. See her do what?
Weird.
More questions than answers.
I really
this
wish
quiz.
We could have a time machine just to go back in time and be like, what the F were you guys up to?
I know.
Okay, I found one I want to ask you. Hannah Hart. What was candy corn originally called?
Triangle medley.
No, but that is what I'm going to call my memoir. Mm. Chicken feed is the answer.
Oh my God, it does
look
like chicken feet.
But I'm really glad that we did not call it. We ended up not calling it that.
I am too. Okay, here we go. Hannah Gelb.
Yes, my friend.
I'm trying to find another question. Whatever. That's fine. Oh, that's interesting. meh. Meh. Okay. Is in what American state is it illegal to dress up as a priest or a nun for Halloween?
Oh, that's fascinating. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
You know, there's only that many crazy fucked up states.
I was going to say, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but I'm like, it's got to be it's either Alabama or Mississippi.
Okay, you are correct. It's Alabama.
Oh my God, no.
Alabama is certainly located on top of some sort of vortex hell gateway. But listen, Alabama does not take clergy costumes lightly. According to Section 13A-14-4, whoever being in a public place fraudulently pretends by garb or outward array to be a minister of any religion, so no rabbi or nun, priest, rabbi, or member of any clergy, is guilty of a misdemeanor and upon conviction shall be punished by a fine not exceeding $500. So up to $500 or confinement in the county jail for not more than 1 year.
So this law,
or by both.
This law is still on the books.
I don't know, man.
I hope. But I kind of hope it is. I mean, I don't want anyone to be.
Note to self: yet another item for the never go to Alabama list. Never go to Alabama on Halloween. What if somebody didn't know? What if you're on a road trip and you're like, oh, we'll swing by Alabama. We'll do, you know, Halloween there. Oh, I've got this old, you know, killer priest costume or whatever. Mm. And then you go and you get there. They're like, oh, sorry, actually, we can fine you up to $500 and imprison you for up to a year.
Well, here's a question. What if you are dressed as a priest, but you are dressed as a priest from a movie? So in effect, you're more dressing like a character than an actual priest. Like, say you
still seems pretty fraudulent.
Say you want to be the guy from The Exorcist.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I can see getting into a contentious legal battle over this.
Well, if we know anything about the criminal justice system in America, is that it's not fair or just. Anyway, this seems really good. Do you want to ask one more question? You can ask me one more.
Okay, cool. Let me get to my, let's see.
Hit me with your best shot.
Oh, this is good to know. Head heart, what item is banned in California on Halloween?
What item is banned in California on Halloween? Toy guns?
That would be smart, but no, it's silly string.
Oh my God, really?
Did somebody
really?
Die? Did someone die of silly string?
No, I'm sure it's just a pain to clean up. Speaking of pains to clean up, let's do some cleanup right now with some quick housekeeping. Yes, I hope that you guys are enjoying our new weekly time slot for Hanalyze This. It is now on Sundays. And this Sunday is a very, very extra special, extra spooky, happy Halloween.
Let's not do that.
Oh, Hannah Gelb, if people want to hang out with you more on the internet or just in general or just stalk you, where can they find you? And all of your precious details.
Well, you can come hang out with me on the Twitter at HanalyzePod. I'm also on Twitter as HizzleGizzle, which is where I put my more salacious views. I can be seen in the Discord sometimes.
From time to time. Remember, the Discord is open to all patrons of the podcast. If you go to patreon.com/analyzethis, you can get some stickers, some mugs, cute shiz in general, and above all else, access to the Analyze This Discord, where we like to talk and hang out. Thank you so much for everybody for listening to this week's episode. Hannah Gelb, thank you for coming on a spooky journey with us in the middle of your beautiful day.
Oh, thank you, my friend, for accommodating me and coming with me on my harrowing tale of weed.
Weed and women. What more could you ask for? Am I right, boys? Okay, guys, we'll see you next Sunday. Be here. We love you. Have a great day. Bye.
We love you.